Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone.
All right, what do you tell us? Let's have it.
I was born by God's dear grace.
How about that?
In an extraordinary place.
That's right. Yes.
With the stars and stripes.
Right here.
And the eagle flies.
Hello, everybody, and welcome
to the home of the stars and stripes.
The land with
where they fly right along with the eagle. Big old place with lots of dreams.
Happiness ain't out of reach.
Happiness is not out of reach unless...
Hard work pays off the way it should.
Hard work pays off the way it should unless you, you're staying home and getting paid by the government, I guess, right? Except during a pandemic, yeah.
You're going to need to get over the exceptional thing, too.
Right,
we
yeah.
need to embrace our averageness.
Yes.
Equality, equity.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what we're supposed to do.
Oh, Aaron Tibbins, his heart's in the right place, and we're still fighting for all those things and more, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. Donald Trump was in Iowa over the weekend to a record crowd, the biggest crowd ever on the Iowa State Fairgrounds. Now, think about that. The Iowa State Fairgrounds is, of course, the home to the State Fair, right? They have the State Fair there every year, and by the way, it's one of the best in the country.
Mm-hmm.
They have all these epic artists that perform there. And, you know, just a huge crowd. The biggest crowd comes for a former president. What does that say? In Iowa, no less, a bellwether state to the presidential race. Isn't that interesting? John Bachman from Newsmax was there. He's going to join us at the bottom of the hour to talk about the Trump rally. Also on the program today, North Dakota Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. He has joined a letter of his fellow lieutenant governors around the country that have sounded an alarm. We really haven't talked about this much on the program, but the Biden administration said, oh, the federal government is going to take control of the antibody infusion therapy for COVID that has been so valuable in keeping people out of the hospital and getting them, you know, if they are in the hospital on a ventilator, getting off the ventilator, getting them home. And, it, you know, we've heard from the docs here how valuable that is. Why would the federal government say, we will take control of this now?
Let's go, Brandon!
Let's decide
Let's
that.
Go, Brandon! Let's go, Brandon!
The scariest words we could all hear in our lifetime are, the federal government has taken over.
Yeah, I know.
Man, those are always scary words.
So there's something behind this, and the Lieutenant Governor Sanford and other lieutenant governors around the country writing a letter say, what are you doing here? Stop. We're also going to chat with the West River Health Services internal med doctor, Josh Ranum from Hettinger. There was a story in the Forum newspapers over the weekend about the challenges at a rural health care hospital like Hettinger right now. And I have that letter that I'm going to read. I referenced it last week, but it was from someone, an RN nurse, that said, well, you're right, Scott. You know, the percentage total of every staffed hospital bed in North Dakota, COVID patients are representing a smaller piece of that puzzle. I think, you know, recently when you total all of them was 7%. And ironically, since I started doing this math, you can't do the math anymore on the Department of Health website. Have you seen this?
No, but I can imagine.
They used to have a little thing that said total staff beds.
Yep.
And you could then do the math based on how many total COVID patients there were in hospitals.
They don't want you doing the math?
They don't want you doing the math anymore.
No.
So they now list, when you click on that, they list every hospital. And you, I mean, I guess you could, but you'd literally have to go through, okay, you know, however many hospitals. Because we wouldn't want, you know, any transparency there from the Department of Health.
No.
You start doing math, and then they get a little jittery because their narrative of, you know, if you don't have the vaccine,
you just listen to our message. Don't try to create your own.
And meanwhile, they're failing miserably in the vaccination rates in the state of North Dakota because they've creeped people out, honestly. It's counterproductive is what it is.
Yep.
Anyway, we're going to get some facts from Lieutenant Governor Sanford and the West River Health Services internal medicine doctor on what's going on related to a COVID therapy that's working and why in the world the federal government would decide to take that over. What the heck is going on there? Mark Wagner from North Dakota State Services is joining us. One of our most popular guests. Whenever he comes on, we get flooded with texts and emails after to say, have him on more often. This is a fascinating conversation. And Mark is an interesting fellow because really all he cares about is when a loved one dies, that the family grieves a loved one and not squabble and fight about, about this. Well, you know, he's really selling peace and tranquility at a very difficult time. And it's amazing how many people, families just don't deal with this.
Yeah, and the way the taxes are changing and inheritance changing and all.
Yeah, big mess.
Get it done.
So Uncle Sam's going to get his grips in you if you don't. So anyway, that today on the program as well. It's a challenge to plan this program every day because there are so many things that we could be tackling. And one of the questions I want to ask the audience today is not what were Kirk Cousins and Mike Zimmer fighting over after the Vikings game. Was that a fight or was that a friendly squabble?
It got heated. I don't know what it was. It was something.
It looked heated, Todd, didn't it? I mean, Zimmer's
it got heated. Yeah.
But they just won. So why is it getting heated? Why is the Cousins
it's the Lions, though. I mean, come on. It wasn't the most convincing win. And you can't beat the Lions a little bit more convincingly than they really should be worried.
Right.
Granted, anytime a Viking kicker wins a game, you have to celebrate at least a little bit.
But they weren't celebrating. It looked like, I don't know. Maybe they were. I don't know. Anyway, that's unimportant. Of everything we could talk about today, that is the least important by a mile, okay? What is most important? And I ask this question sincerely. Throughout the show, if something strikes you as saying, I want to hear more about this issue. I mean, and by design right now, I think, nothing's an accident, right? There are so many things to cause concern that are happening right underneath our nose. It's unbelievable. We touched on one, the COVID pandemic and the lack of leadership on it, the lack of facts, the constant divide and conquer mentality of so many people. The border situation is worse every day. It's horrible. Now, the American people are figuring this out because the poll numbers last week suggested, you know, we're in real trouble. I would argue another one belongs on this list, guys. Donald Trump presided over American energy independence.
Yep.
Donald Trump's policies led to the United States saying, we're numero uno here. We don't need to import foreign oil. We have all we have and need right here. And actually started talking about exporting it. Right? And all of that is being undone by the touchy-feely, cozy relationship that he has with Putin. We actually lifted the sanctions on a pipeline. Lifted them. That's right. To give Russia more dominance, energy supply, and American energy independence is flittering away.
As heaven forbid we took care of ourselves first for a change.
Oil last week during the show on Friday inched above $80 for the benchmark WTI crude. Brent had already been at 80-something, and I see this morning is holding. That's another one. But whether it's the border, whether it's COVID, whether it's the lack of election integrity, if we don't trust our elections, wow. We don't trust our elections? Think about that.
You do?
I said, if we don't.
I mean, we should be able to, but that's kind of hard.
What do we have left? Exactly. We need election integrity. We need to trust them. We need to return to common sense when it comes to elections. Voter ID. That's racist, Scott. You can't have...
Yeah.
Wait a minute here.
They're not very inclusive with that conversation.
So I've given you some examples, but I don't want to give you any more because you know what they are. Tell us what we can focus on behalf of you. And honestly, I'm not saying this to be cute. It is a challenge to decide what guests, what topics. You know, we care a lot about what's happening here in the Northern Plains. So we got to keep that on the list as well. Obviously, coming off a record drought, we still have a lot of pain points in cattle country, producers getting jammed. Meanwhile, prices are skyrocketing. Did you see that, the consumer price index and what's happening there?
A lot across the board.
Big surprise there. So whatever it is, tell us, would you? Help us out here. Help a brother out. Tell us what it is you would like us to focus on. You can text us, 701-237-1590. You can call us at 701-258-0550. You can email me, ScottH@FlagFamily.com. However you choose to interact with the program, we love hearing from you on what's on your mind.
Got a text from my listener friend Paul. Said that was not a sideline confrontation. That was a celebratory push back and forth between Zimmer and Cousins.
You know what it kind of looked like? There's an argument for that?
I think it probably was.
It's an argument for that? Hey, we won! Hey, you know, how about all that? We pulled one out, man.
Good, now let's beat a team better than the Lions, are crying out loud.
But here's the reason I'm a little bit suspect of that particular explanation of the exchange. The look on Zimmer's face. Take a look at it again. It doesn't look like a guy that's kind of jolly little back and forth. That's all I'm saying. But it's unimportant. Mike and Mandan, when we come back.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
MyPillow.com. If you go to frankspeech.com, you're going to find some incredible deals right now. And by the way, the promo code Scott works there as well. Okay, Scott. Frankspeech.com or MyPillow.com, or you can call 800-506-9028. Towels. The best towels money can buy. 6-piece set. Every color you can imagine. $39.99 right now with my promo code. They're normally $109.99. Best towels. These towels, I know it's unusual, but they actually dry you off. Isn't that bizarre? It took Mike Lindell to design a towel that actually dries you off.
Go figure.
Because you go to the big box stores, they're all like, I don't know, lotiony and kind of...
They use wax in them. They wax them up.
But they don't dry you off.
No, I know.
I mean, they're designed to look good, I guess, but these look fine and they dry you off. So I don't know what the deal is. That's an example. $39.99. MyPillow.com. FrankSpeech.com. How about this? I don't know if you've heard about this, but he has children's Bible story MyPillows. What a neat idea for kids to go to bed with a Bible story literally on their pillow. And a set of five of those, plus the memoir that Mike wrote, What Are the Odds, from Crack Addict to CEO, that is $219 in value for $99.98. Or there's patriotic MyPillows, got a set of three of those, plus the book, $49.98. My personal favorite is the new Fix 2021st signs he was talking about when he was on the air with us last week. Get that yard sign up. Start a conversation. Your choice of Help Save Our Country or Fix 2021st signs. Same with the bumper stickers. And there's Giza Elegance My Pillows now. There are dream sheets, there are pillowcases, mattress toppers, dog beds, the men's sleepwear and loungewear, the women's sleepwear and loungewear, My Pillow slippers, neck pillows. They've got it all. Okay? Even the Declaration and the Constitution. Probably the most important thing you could buy. Freedom One Coffee, Freedom Flags, Metal Art from Wisconsin. Check it out, frankspeech.com. Made in America socks even now. Made in America socks. MyPillow.com, frankspeech.com. Promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028. Texter wants to hear more about Hunter Biden's art. I don't know if we've talked about this on the show. But you cannot make this up, folks.
What do you want to know?
So Hunter Biden, where is Hunter, by the way? I don't know if we know where even Hunter
is.
He's
in the studio painting. He's painting. He's creating these fabulous one-of-a-kind millionaire pieces of art.
So I want you to just hear me out here for a second. I'm going to take a little time on this suggestion because it comes from a listener.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter Biden, who is known probably most famously now for these videos that were found on his laptop of him smoking crack. There was a new one out this weekend where he's arguing with the mother of his children, and they're going back and forth, screaming and hollering at each other, and he goes silent for a moment because you're hearing her over a speakerphone and seeing him.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes silent while he's smoking crack.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, are you still there? We took a break to smoke some crack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't even... this is the son of the President of the United States, okay? Get the man help, right? No, we are getting him money because he is now an artist, which he's not, but because he's Joe Biden's son, he can slap some colors on a canvas and sell it for $500,000 and more.
Pro-level money laundering is all it is. And the commercial, the high-end art world is fraught with this. I saw a couple of stories on this. It's just rampant with why is that worth that? Because some critic or whatever says it is.
So it's another way to buy, it's another way to buy influence.
Sure.
With the Biden family.
Or launder money.
Right. You know,
buy one of my kids' paintings. Pay him $1 million.
I'll get a cut.
Hello.
Imagine if one of the Trump kids was painting.
I was just thinking that, bro.
Can you imagine?
Oh, my gosh.
You remember this emolument clause that they made up? I can't even pronounce it. This whole thing where, you know, if you're staying at the Trump hotel, you're actually trying to influence, decisions with the Trump administration.
Yeah.
The Washington, D.C. went on meltdown.
Yep.
One of the reasons that Hunter Biden said, here's the deal. The administration actually said, we'll disclose everything. Totally transparent. We're going to be 100% transparent. So that wouldn't happen, and now they're going mum on this.
They're hanging. Hunter's artwork is hanging in the White House right now to be seen by all the...
Is that the most important thing befalling us? No. But it gives you an incredible insight into the double standard of the media, whom you cannot trust on anything. So, a good suggestion. I guess we should find some expert on just how crooked this is. It'll surprise no one, but so crooked. Another texter, and by the way, we're looking for your suggestions, 258-0550. What are we missing? What's most important? What topics do you find you don't get enough information on? You want more? Tell us. 258-0550. Call us. Text us, 701-237-1590. Here's somebody that missed President Trump's rally. Asked if we could play a few clips. Can we do that, Kevin?
Absolutely.
Okay. In case you missed Donald Trump, record-setting crowd in Iowa this weekend. We're going to talk in a few minutes with the host of John Bachman. Now from Newsmax, he was there. Here's some of the clips.
Violent criminals and bloodthirsty gangs are taking over our streets. Illegal aliens and deadly drug cartels are taking over our borders. Inflation is taking over our economy. China's taking over our jobs. The Taliban has taken over Afghanistan. You can't say I didn't warn you, but I also can't say you didn't get out because you got out and voted like no sitting president has ever received votes before. The election was rigged.
The election was rigged. How about that laundry list?
Crowd.
And there's another issue. The president just gave us one for the list. The crime wave.
Oh.
What is happening in crime? Twin Cities.
St. Paul. Yep.
The numbers there. St. Paul over the weekend. My gosh.
We were just
that was
there.
Nasty.
Right, we were right there a week ago on a Saturday night, packed with people.
Down there for your Eagles concert.
Yep. It's right there. I was thinking the same thing.
Was
boy.
It like the 32nd murder of the year in St. Paul? I think that was the number.
And Minneapolis is way past them.
Texture says, yeah. Cape Fire is better listening choice than Fox News. The next move is to find a venue which can focus on non-vax statistics, the commerce that will carry our state and the nation past this vax distraction. Well, it's a good suggestion, because in North Dakota right now, speaking about what is happening here, despite all of these headwinds that are happening, $25 billion worth of active prospects are on the drawing board right now that the Department of Commerce is looking at. We heard that directly from James Lamont, who is the Commerce Commissioner in North Dakota. $25 billion. Pretty incredible. Pretty incredible. All right. Some others here. As they continue to come in. On suggestions. Scott, I still have not received my tax refund of $13,000 from the IRS. I filed back in February. The phone calls to the IRS will keep you on hold for 4 to 9 hours. Are you kidding me?
Oh, I believe that.
Wow. I'm wondering if you can find someone with some actual answers on where our tax return money is. I know I'm not the only one with this issue. I want to make Kevin Cramer aware of this. I know I'm not the only one that's dealing with this. What the heck?
Yeah.
Wow. Something's not right there. Tell you what we'll do. We'll forward that on to Senator Cramer with your number, though, and try and get you an answer there. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go. DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance. That's my agent. I want him to be yours, too. DJ, tell folks what you're most excited about with this new farm program you have.
Farm operations are set up as entities, a lot of different things going on a farm. We have the ability to insure all of that under one policy. We can customize it to really fit their needs and protect them how they need to be protected.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. You see the signs everywhere. Strata. What are they? They're all about service, exceptional service and support to their customers, quality, high-quality, cost-competitive products and services, integrity, innovation, too, and they're a great place to work. The Strata Corporation has a career for you waiting at stratacorporation.com. Click the careers link. Solid people. Solid products, solid performance. Since 1910, that's Strata Solid.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Just 2 days after the Southwest Pilots Union asked a federal judge to block the company's vaccine mandate, the airline canceled 1,800 flights this weekend, blaming bad weather. The FAA said bad weather and staffing issues in Florida contributed to a few hours of flight delays on Friday. Former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard slammed President Biden's immigration policies on Fox News Saturday, which she said had serious humanitarian and national security consequences. National Guardsmen are being fired upon by people on the Mexico side of the border.
That these drug cartels, these human traffickers, they are incredibly emboldened to the point where they feel that they can do this without consequence. The Biden-Harris administration has an open-door policy at the borders, and it doesn't matter how many times Secretary Blinken or Kamala Harris or anyone from the administration says, don't come across the border.
USA Radio News.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Remember last time they had us down 19 points in Wisconsin and we won? I said, why is that? Why do they do that? Because they want to keep people from going and voting. It's called suppression. There's suppression polls. They should be illegal. But basically, it's the fake news. Oh, you have a lot of people there. Fake news.
Donald Trump in Iowa. Record-setting crowd at the Iowa State Fair. More on that with John Bachman from Newsmax, who was at the event. In just a moment, Tim's on the road, though. Wanted to talk about another topic of conversation that we should add to our list. Tim, what's on your mind?
COVID, but the most single important thing I think for our nation right now is the border and all these illegals coming across and fundamentally changing the makeup of America. That's the most important thing. And your clip of Trump there listing off about 10 different things, everything's a crisis. All of them are a 10 on a 1 to 10 scale for importance, but everything's just a total mess. But what I was going to say about COVID is a couple of Sundays ago, we went to, I'll give them a little plug, we went to the Little Cottage restaurant, which is a small restaurant for breakfast, and they were very busy, and you have to wait inside, and it's quite crowded. So we called in and said, can we wait in our car and have you call us when a table becomes available? And, yes, fine, we'll do that for you. So that's what we did, and it worked out really nice. Well, a few days later, my wife wasn't feeling very well, and she went to the North Stanford walk-in clinic, and the place was absolutely packed in the waiting room. And everybody had to wear masks, but it was almost next to impossible to maintain social distancing. And so she called in and said, hey, can I just wait in my car and have you call me when it's my turn to come into the doctor? Oh, no. We can't do that. You have to come in this crowded waiting room and wait with everybody else. I think that's absolutely pathetic.
Seemed to me that the Little Cottage figured it out. Others could as well.
I was going to say.
Not a bad idea. I mean,
Little Cottage has it, but Sanford doesn't.
By the way, Little Cottage is a great restaurant. The caramel rolls at Little Cottage. Ever since he said Little Cottage, I've been stuck on caramel rolls.
Don't forget the Nestle's soup.
Really good.
But yeah, shame on Stanford that, you know, and when you were gone that week, on the Monday, they had one of the guests was some guy from Stanford that worked his way up originally from Carrington and all that kind of stuff, and a homegrown North Dakota boy. And that he even worked at that North Clinic, and that they can't figure out something better than that. It doesn't really say too much for them, in my opinion.
Thanks for the call, Tim. We'll pass on the tip. Not a bad idea at all there, for sure. And even restaurants are doing this now, where they'll give you the little pager, you know?
Yeah.
Rather than have a million people standing in the
tables ready,
entryway.
Yep.
Sure. Yeah, or text you. A lot of them are doing the, just give me your number, and I'll text you when it's ready. You know, this is the things you innovate on at times of the challenge. John Bachman, the host of John Bachman Now, was at the Trump rally in Iowa this weekend, had an interview with the former president, and many of you wanted to hear more about the rally. And for those of you that missed it, John's here to do just that from Newsmax. John, how you doing?
Great. Great to be with you guys. And hello to everyone in Fargo.
You are all across the Northern Plains today, North and South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, a lot of good Newsmax fans out there. So good to catch up with you, John. What did you think of the rally? Was it, we understand, obviously, a record crowd, never been more people at the Iowa State Fairgrounds. That's mind-boggling, actually, when you think about how many humongous Iowa State Fairs there have been to have a record for the former president. But give us a little color. What was it like?
Well, I mean, like you said, it was packed. The air was thick with anticipation. I think a lot of folks there, you know, the thing about Iowa, as I'm sure you guys appreciate, is the level of political intelligence there is higher than most of the country. You know, we count on these folks to really kind of start off our political process. And so you had that part of this, but you also had all the regular stuff that goes with the Trump rally. We had some Let's Go Brandon chants and all that stuff as well. But, I think, you know, even if President Trump didn't officially announce that he was running for president, I think what we can take away from what we saw there is that this was another one of his unofficial kickoffs of the 2024 campaign. And speaking specifically about that, I'm referencing the Chuck Grassley endorsement. And if you think about what Chuck Grassley means to Iowa, he announced he's running again at 88 years old. If he does win in 2022 with Trump's endorsement, Trump is going to have to come back to Iowa in 2024, not the incumbent this time, but will be again running potentially in a Iowa caucus situation competing with other Republicans for the nomination. But, you know, with that Chuck Grassley endorsement for 2022, I'm sure that the endorsement would be paid in return, and you're not getting really, well, most likely you're not going to become the Republican nominee or win the Iowa caucuses without the endorsement of Chuck Grassley. So I think that's what we saw there effectively is Iowa is Trump country and Grassley country, and that relationship is not just for 2022, but also for 2024.
Very interesting take on that. Yeah, because you want to go through Iowa, you go through Chuck Grassley, that you've connected the dots well there for sure. Did his speech leave any doubt that he was, still mulling the idea of whether he'd be a candidate in 2024?
I mean, you know, I think. And again, I'm not a lawyer. This is something I'm going to try to take a look at this week about, you know, Trump obviously has an enormous ability to raise an enormous amount of money for the candidates. And I also talked with Kimberly Guilfoyle, who is, and Pam Bondi are both running the only Trump endorsed super PAC about how they're going to spend all this money that's being raised. And they're going to focus on endorsing candidates, America First, MAGA candidates for 2022. I don't know if President Trump will announce a presidential bid until then, because maybe it could affect his ability to work on that and be the leader. But, you know, I think anyone who doesn't think he's going to run is maybe wishful thinking. I can't think of if anything that would, you know, prevent him from running that he has control over, let's just say.
I forget which interview it was, but he did make some reference to the fact that, well, I mean, I could get sick, could be my health, could be... I mean, that was about the only qualifier he's thrown out there, right?
Right. Some kind of act of God, a black swan event. And then, of course, you know, I think there is – look, he was in great spirits. But, you know, you look at how much they're turning up the heat on the 1-6 commission. There's clearly an interest, not just – you know, I caution folks that don't take this for face value. Obviously, a big portion of the motivation of Democrats here is to damage not just President Trump, but anyone in his orbit or who could possibly help him win in 2024, they want to use this 1-6 commission to wound Trump and Trump world so that he can't run again. And who knows, based on what we've seen, the previous behavior of the feds and their willingness to go after President Trump, who knows what can happen between now and then. But more importantly, the point is I don't think there's anything that could prevent President Trump from running that he has control over.
By the way, another good point on the January 6th commission. Is there anybody that thinks that effort is about getting to the facts of January 6th versus a blunt force instrument politically against Trump. That's what it's all about. The Minority Report, the Republican.
But if we're going to ask who's responsible, if they're going to say that President Trump is responsible and that they need the outtakes from the video he recorded to prove their case, well, I think we also deserve to know how come the Capitol Hill police officers were willing to, you know, basically open up these gates and let some people into certain parts of the Capitol. You know, Democrats want to focus on the video of the bear spray and a lot of the ugly violence we did saw, and we don't condone that, but we do have a lot of these other folks that were basically allowed into the Capitol complex who didn't break glass. You know, the folks that have been charged with parading, you know, there's obviously, you know, some kind of political aspect to these prosecutions, and I think it all goes to harming President Trump's chances in 2024.
One other note on that, the individual, now they're calling him a whistleblower, this is actually a whistleblower, so it's kind of nice to hear from someone that was in a position to know the leadership and the command and be in the command center with them, has totally blown open this idea that, you know, this was about a well-oiled machine of law enforcement, and totally scathing indictment of the Capitol Police leadership at the time. Story's not getting a lot of attention in mainstream media, but that really unearths the idea that that this wasn't a made-for-TV event that the leadership of the Capitol Police let happen, in their own words.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have the person who planted bombs at both the RNC and the DNC yet. That's an open question. You know, we've got a lot of people who are sitting in jail and have been sitting in jail for months and months and months for nonviolent offenses. And, you know, again, not condoning what they did, but you have to take a look at the justice that's being applied here and ask the question, is this really justice or is this all a political exercise?
Any other surprises out of the weekend? I know the president's done a few of these. 45th President Donald Trump, not afraid to do rallies, goes around the country. Newsmax has been rather lonely in covering these wall to wall, but that's why we love Newsmax. Yeah. We're fantastic. But anything that stood out?
Well, I just, you know, I will tell folks that when they tune into my show today at noon, they will get to see President Trump. I had to ask him about these fake sets that the Biden administration is doing and how strange this is, given President Trump's previous work as a television producer. I wanted to get his take on that. So that's one of the things that we'll see in the interview today. But in terms of surprises, it does surprise me, considering how many people are there, that it does not get more media coverage from the major networks. I mean, you know, one of the things that I learned in journalism school, especially when you're young and you're trying to find stories and make a name for yourself, is if, you know, you're looking for a story, just go to the place where the people are, the most people are. I mean, the lack of curiosity about what he's up to is really kind of surprising to me. But and I'm also surprised, this is only the second Trump rally that I've been to, and the last one I went to was before he was elected in 2016. But I'm always surprised by the veracity of the support that people have for President Trump. I talked to one woman named Diana who drove to Iowa, to Des Moines, all the way from Chicago. She was a Serbian immigrant. You know, she saw what communism had done to Eastern Europe, and she wanted to make sure that it didn't happen here. And, you know, she views President Trump as, you know, the best chance, the best hope for preventing and stopping the slide towards socialism we see from Democrats.
Fascinating. Yeah, it is. I've been to many of these rallies, and I am always amazed. Before he was president, as president, since he's been president, it is there's a level of support there and a level of respect and how hard this president fights for everything the people care about, number one. And it's phenomenal. It's very real.
Yes, I was talking to Dan Scavino, who, you know, everyone in Trump world knows and is so influential in getting the message out there. You know, I was just talking, we were kind of joking about the fact that the Iowa game was on TV. And I'm sure you guys know, it was a pretty close affair. But there was only one person, if Iowa had lost, it could have raised everyone's spirits. If for any other politician, Iowa losing that game right before the speech would have killed the mood in the room. Unfortunately, they won. But had they lost, President Trump was going to raise everyone's spirits anyway. So I was just kind of noting how
very. I love it. We'll watch the interview with John Bachman now on Newsmax coming up with President Trump. Thanks, John. Appreciate the time.
Think about it. In just 10 years, the Minnesota state budget grew from $14 billion to $26 billion. That's almost double. Did your income double in the last 10 years?
And now Governor Tim Walz wants to raise taxes again so government can grow even more instead of eliminating wasteful spending. Think about it. It's time to stop the wasteful spending. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing. But without much of a framework, and certainly no knowledge of the details involved, Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The United States of America will not tell you how to live, how to think, what to do. You will not be bossed by incompetent, dishonest, disgusting politicians, by big tech tyrants, by left-wing bullies.
Big tech tyrants, left-wing bullies, government bosses, is that what he said?
Yeah. Awesome.
He was out there to a record crowd in Iowa over the weekend. What was Joe Biden up to anyway?
He was busy.
Was he?
He was working.
I'm restoring Utah's Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument, a place of unique and extraordinary geology as well as biodiversity.
Oh, sure.
Established as a national monument 25 years ago this month.
Utah's Grand Staircase is the priority.
What is biodiversity?
That's a good question.
Todd, do you know what biodiversity is? Biodiversity. I don't know that term.
I guess I should, but no.
Me either.
Mm-hmm.
Super producer, look that one up for us. Biodiversity. I didn't know a monument could have biodiversity.
Yeah. No, not familiar.
Interesting. Maybe it means like the way the elements have shaped the monument. I don't know what the...
Oh, and the excitement in his voice.
Yeah. Restoring Utah's Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument.
Right.
Super.
Right. That is going to be...
Glad we got our eye on the ball.
Living, let's go, Brandon.
Living a legacy of Donald Trump. Excuse me, Joe Biden. 800-228-0550 to tell us what's on your mind today. I'm going to get to some of the texts I've not had a chance to get to. We're brought to you by PetroServe USA today. It's Monday. What's for lunch today?
What is for lunch today?
Scalloped potatoes in Yulin.
Tell me Glendon.
Pollock filet in Glendon.
Ooh, a little fish fry.
Oh, just
fantastic.
You know, just that perfectly prepared pollock filet. Swedish meatballs on NP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Chicken fettuccine, 12th Avenue and I-29. Or sausage potato. So dang good. Harwood, I-29 location. There's macaroni and beef on West Main Avenue, West Fargo. It's worth a trip over there. Beef tips and gravy or scalloped potatoes in Hammond Valley City. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. PetroServe USA. Don't forget to register for your $500 gift card. They give away two every week of every Bison home game. Game day winners at any of the locations. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. All right, Mike has an idea about the biodiversity of the Grand Staircase of Utah. Are you glad? Is this a very important issue that Donald Trump has taken on here, Mike?
And who?
Yeah, let me get you off a speakerphone. Do you hear me now, Scott?
That'd be a good idea. No,
you mean Joe Biden is taking?
I do mean Joe Biden. I said Donald Trump again.
Scared me.
I'm on the better of the two presidents. Sorry, I had a hard time.
I've been following the monuments as a gold miner. I've been following the monuments my whole life.
Okay.
And this is just another gradual step of taking away our rights. He's also banned all drilling now. Of course, that follows. And pretty soon, all mining. And like I said, we used to own the patent on rare earth elements down in Mountain Pass Mine, down towards my buddy's house in Las Vegas. And Obama sued them over and over until they put them out of business. And guess who bought out Molycorp? It was the Chinese.
Wow. There you go. Where's Hunter?
Yeah,
cutting that deal, probably.
Hello?
I got you. Just adding a little commentary to your comment about the Chinese and Hunter Biden connecting the dots. I wonder if they're buying his art, probably. Anyway, and Trump saw the game and said, look, we're politicizing this monument deal, so Biden had to undo that. Right, Mike? We lost Mike. Bad connection.
Yep.
Paul and Towner, he's got an answer to the riddle. What does biodiversity have to do with a monument? Go ahead, Paul.
Oh, I guess I was going to talk about biodiversity, not necessarily the monument, but
okay, tell me what it is. What the heck is it?
I'll tell you the extremes. Say a wheat field where they've killed all the weeds and there's nothing growing yet out there. That is the minimum of biodiversity, meaning there's almost none out there. And let's say unmolested range or some of the grasslands out in the western part of the state that have had minimal disturbances except for grazing, those would have a lot more biodiversity. There'd be a lot more different life forms in an acre of ground out there than there would be in a wheat field. And
let me ask you this: is this worthy of the president of the United States to spend his time worrying about? Or should we maybe talk about the U.S.-Mexico border, or inflation at record highs, or lack of election integrity, or the fact that you're undoing energy independence? Might they be better use of his time, Paul?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Texter wants us to focus on the border, my number one concern. Another says, I'd love for you to interview the retired Sheriff Joe Arpaio. How do you say his last name?
Arpaio.
Arpaio, yeah.
Yep.
Sheriff Joe. Get his take on what we can expect from all these problems at the border that he fought for years. Another texter says, I want to hear more about Ivanka Trump's Chinese trademarks.
Okay. I saw that. I read a bit into it. She got granted some trademarks from her fashion side of things, which she put on hold, and it could be a conflict of interest considering she's but it's not a big deal. But from what I really read it.
I'm sure this person doesn't want to worry about Hunter Biden art, so we got to do a tit-for-tat thing there.
There.
Texter says, can you ask any art instructor if they came into the show that Hunter Biden's paintings are something that is taught in Art 101, the different techniques of painting? My college art history professor laughed at what the media calls Hunter's art. Why am I not surprised? Another texter, those that pay $500,000 for anything from creepy, sleepy kids validates P.T. Barnum, quote, there's a sucker born every minute. There's that.
A money launderer accessory.
The narrative is going to change to it could be worse. Is that our new national mantra? Right. Yeah, it could be worse. More after this. Don't go away.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.